Tens of millions of Americans have problems paying their medical bills. Michelle Faust reports on the results of a recent survey on the cost of health care.
A quarter of American adults report that someone in their household has had trouble paying medical bills in the past year. This includes people with insurance. The statistic comes from a recent survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation and the New York Times. The survey found that people with medical debt often put off medical care for financial reasons. Wade Norwood is the chief strategy officer for the Finger Lakes Health Systems Agency, a not-for-profit community health planning agency. He says the Affordable Care Act has helped many people.
And so what we've got to do is say insurance coverage is not enough. We really want to talk about making sure that we've got a system where everyone is receiving adequate care.
Executive director of the St. Joseph's Neighborhood Center in Rochester, Christine Wagner, says her center has recently started taking people with insurance, something they never did before. She sees high-deductible health plans as the center of what's keeping insured people from care.
I'm excited to know that what we were saying as reality is actually somebody else is going, oh, yeah, that's right. And it was like, so we're not like crazy? Recognizing of the fact is always the first step to moving then to some kind of solution.
One partial solution, she says, is the new Essential plan that covers low-income New Yorkers who don't qualify for Medicaid. The problem isn't quite unique to poor people, though. The survey found 26% of Americans with incomes between $50 and $100,000 a year were among those with trouble meeting medical costs. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for WRVO News.